I had a conversation with my brother Tom a few months ago, and his contention was, don't worry about taking pictures of people. They won't even notice you, and they probably won't care. And I may have mentioned this conversation or this concept on the blog a few times before. I honestly can't remember if it's this one or something similar, but I've mentioned the idea that I don't like taking pictures in public places because people might see me, and I especially don't like taking pictures of people because I get kind of self-conscious and think, what if these people think I'm some weird, creepy dude? And I don't want to be like going around taking pictures of strangers. And I was talking to Tom, and he said, just don't worry about it. No one will even notice you. And if they do, they probably won't care. So I tried it here and there a few times. But the other day, I specifically went out to do it, and I actually promised Tom. So Tom, if you're listening, this is me making good on the promise I made you many months ago. I promised him that I would do it, that I would go to a public place, and I think I told him the student union on campus, that's where I went. So I told him I would go to this public place and take pictures of people. And Tom was right. I found people who were studying, who were running little booths, like selling things or doing trying to do like a blood drive and stuff. And people were eating, people were talking, just doing all kinds of interesting things, and nobody cared at all. It was really kind of fun. It did make me wish I had a Fuji X100T. And if anyone listening wants to buy me a Fuji X100T, go right ahead. It's a small camera, super awesome image quality. It's got a fixed focal length, 23 millimeters on a crop sensor. So it's equivalent to 35 millimeter full frame. It's an awesome camera. Google it and check it out. Sometimes I just feel kind of conspicuous with my giant D200 plus the 50 millimeter lens, and it feels like I'm carrying around this big sign that says, look at my camera, it's huge. And I don't know, a smaller camera would be cool. But anyway, so I'm taking pictures in the student union and in and around the student union. And this one was my favorite shot of the bunch because it shows some students and they're just talking while they eat some Chick-fil-A. But what makes it interesting to me anyway is everything else. You've got on the left, you've got this curve of a diner food area, and you've got the background. There's these cool colors in the background. You got these chairs that are mostly empty, and you've got this dim lighting, and there's a backpack under the table. There's another one on the table, and all these things besides the subject to me make it an interesting photo. That's why I called it Dead Week, i.e. the week before finals, because that's what this photo reminds me of. It was not actually taken during Dead Week. It was a few weeks prior to that. But it reminds me of those late night study sessions I used to have in college where I'd go to the union. Everything is all kind of a ghost town except for pockets of people here and there studying. And that's what this made me think of. And that's what they may have been doing, actually. The lesson here is grab your camera. And it's sort of a challenge is grab your camera, go to a public place like a mall or a park or a sporting event and just take some pictures. Don't be a creepy person about it. Don't be a weirdo about it, but just take some pictures of people because like Tom said, they probably won't notice or care. And if they do notice, you can just have a conversation with them and explain what you're trying to do and don't make a big thing out of it. But when you do this, pay attention to context. So like if it's a soccer match, what else can you include to show that? So don't just show people sitting in the stands. Show something else. Give a context to what your people are doing so that someone who looks at the photo would right away go, oh, I get it. It's a soccer match or a mall or a park or whatever. This kind of thing, it's fun. And you'll gain some confidence. And you might just end up trying something new.